Joining me now is NPR's own esteemed Jim Zaroli. Jim, welcome to the Planet Money podcast.
Thank you, Laura.
Jim, I understand that you spent the morning down at a very particular trial.
Yeah, this was the hearing at which Bernie Madoff, the most reviled man in New York City and perhaps the country right now, finally got to plead guilty, appeared in court at federal district court before Judge Dennis Chin. It was interesting to me for one reason in particular, and that's that we haven't really heard Bernie Madoff speak through all this. There's been so much attention focused on him and his firm and his family and his apartment and so on and so forth, and he hasn't said anything. But this morning he got his chance to speak in court, and he was, as you might imagine, contrite, deeply ashamed, he said, very sorry for all the people and the charities and the families that he's hurt.
And that seemed real to you watching it, just on a human level? True contrition?
I sort of always thought from the beginning that this was a guy who got in over his head, and I listening to him this morning, I basically came away thinking that even more was the case. I mean, he said that this started during the recession of the early 1990s. Stock prices were in the tank, and he said that he began to do this Ponzi scheme. Then he thought at some point the market would improve and he'd be able to correct what he had done, but that never happened. And as the years went by, he realized that at some point he was going to end up arrested. He was going to face a day in court just like he had today. I think he just got in over his head.
The little lie became the big lie.
Exactly. One of the interesting things, though, you have to say, I mean, at the same time as I said that, he also acknowledged that he was telling people, the SEC, he was telling his clients, he was telling everybody that he was buying securities, executing options trading, doing all these things, and he wasn't doing them. He was basically, if somebody wanted money, he would take it out of his Chase bank account and give it to them.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story.
It really is. You would really like to get inside his head. But at any rate, this morning he seemed to me like he was deeply sorry. He made no attempt to fight the charges. His lawyer did try to get him kept out on bail until his sentencing, which is just June 16th, but the judge turned that down and basically took him into custody.
So was there any mention of the victims now and whether they will be able to get restitution?
Well, that's still being worked out by the government, by the investigators. They're still trying to figure out how much money is left. The SIPC, which is the a group funded by the industry to reimburse investors who've been defrauded, is expected to be able to give them some money. But it's not likely to be anywhere near what most of them lost.
Did you get any hint today of any other prosecutions that might be coming out from this case?
Well, several investors actually spoke about that. The judge said when he was about to accept the guilty plea, the judge said, "Do any of the investors who might object to me doing this want to say anything?" And about, I think, four of them got up. And each one of them basically said some variation of, "I want to see a trial because I want to know more about how this happened. I want to know who was involved at his firm, how did he do this? And a trial would bring all this out into the open. And if there were any other people that were involved, they will face prosecution."
And by pleading, that took the prospect of a trial away.
Right, exactly. But the prosecutor then kind of stood up and said, "Well, you know, all I'm going to say is our investigation is continuing," which to me means, you know, we haven't by any means ruled out filing charges against other people.
Now, from all that I've seen, it was really quite a circus down there at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. How was it for you just being there?
It was a circus. I mean, I've covered a lot of other circus trials. Martha Stewart, for instance, Imelda Marcos, they were all
those are a couple pretty, of big
pretty,
ones.
Pretty crazy, yeah. I go back a ways, but they this is you know, maybe second to Martha Stewart. This is the craziest that I've seen. A lot of people. I got there very early, and there was always already a long line to get into the courtroom. A lot of journalists, as you can imagine, a lot of lawyers, a lot of investors, a lot of members of the public.
Did you make it into the courtroom itself?
I didn't. Well, they actually, when you're in the line, they sort of come by and they sort of tell you, we don't know if you'll get into the courtroom, but you can get into the overflow room right away. And the overflow room has a big screen in which you can watch it. And I just kind of made the decision, it's not worth it. Because I've been in the courtroom at other trials. One of the problems is always that you fight to get a good seat. Then this happened with the Martha Stewart trial, and then you can't see anything anyway because there are so many people in front of you, and the defendant and the defendant's lawyers are beyond them and not facing you, and you can't really see them anyway. And the funny thing is that when you attend one of these, a lot of the journalists can't see the defendant. And in the case of Martha Stewart, I just remember that everybody sort of came out of it saying something different about how she had responded.
Because nobody saw it.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe some of them actually saw it. I don't. But you had people saying, she was stony-faced when the verdict was read out. Or people said, she gasped and looked around.
Opposite.
Or she clutched her hands. I don't know. I don't know what was true, but anyway, I don't find that to be very helpful.
Going into today's proceedings, there wasn't much question that Bernie Madoff was going to stand up and plead guilty to, I guess, the 11 counts that he pled guilty to. The big question was whether, in addition to what it would be like to hear him speak, whether the judge would let him remain out on bail whether he would go straight to jail. What was it like around you when that decision came down, he's going to jail?
His attorney got up and spoke and sort of made the argument that he should be allowed to stay out on bail until his sentencing. And the judge very quickly said, sorry, he's admitted guilt. So I think it's time for him to be remanded to jail. And there was actually applause in the courtroom. And very quickly, the judge kind of admonished everyone to be quiet. But that was something the crowd was looking for. I mean, there's just a lot of anger. People are out for blood with this case. He's a pretty unpopular guy right now.
Yeah, and you could feel the anger around you.
Yeah.
Jim Zeroli, I know you got to go file. Thank you so much for stopping in.
You're welcome.